machine here. All right, great. All right, this is the Marysville Education Special Board Meeting of July 8th, 2011. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Fraker.
Here.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Here.
Ms. Glasser is not here.
He is not. As of yet. All right, next up on the agenda, obviously, I believe Juliet from MEA would like to address the board.
Sure. Main thing about to represent our association, we've worked for months to keep members updated, following all the things that are going off the walls and budget bills and everything coming down the pike. We worked really hard to get a vote done before the end of the school year, before we left for the summer. The two-year freeze was won by, I guess, a significant number. I mean, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head right now, but it's something that we really see as a great way to help our community and our district to save this money, to save all these jobs, and to save those programs that make us great. We get shirts like this every so many years about how excellent our district is. And to do that, I know we're in a financial crunch. Here's an offer for the board to consider. You've known about it. It's been in the works for quite a while. And we really hope that you can actually work on getting this done today so we can all move on and know where we all stand. It's been an amazing shock that it got tabled. I don't know if you guys know that or not. I've heard from plenty of my colleagues that they were expecting this to be done. And June 30th was a big deadline for our classified administrator contracts. Those are done. So I don't know how that's going to work out for us, but the teachers are here to hopefully that you'll accept our offer for our two-year freeze and to save money and save a bunch of jobs and programs. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Since I've had a couple of requests for public participation, if the members don't mind, if I open it up for that for a little bit. Okay, Mr. Baird would like to address the board. I hope you're not going to read a letter, are you?
Yes, I am.
Can you be brief?
5 minutes.
Okay. Can you read quick?
I'll read as fast as I can. Thank you for having me here today. Happy Friday. My name is Richard Baird, and I reside at 1875 Creekview Drive in Marysville, Ohio. My wife is Kristen Baird, and I have 4 children. My son Nick is a sophomore at Marysville High School, and my daughter Chloe is an 8th grader at Bunsold Middle School. As a graduate of Marysville High School and parent of 2 graduates of Marysville High School, we believe that we've received the best of the best by the best of the best. And I thank you for having me here today and give me the opportunity to speak to you as a Board of Education. I am here to represent all the students at Marysville Schools. With recent action at the state level, our governor is balancing his budget by putting monumental burden on our local governments and school districts. A portion of that burden is now on this board and ultimately the children at Marysville Schools. We have a $2.6 million shortfall by the end of the 2012-2013 school year, and even more than that in the future. The teachers in Marysville have twice offered salary concessions, at least twice, and have negotiated limited or no salary increases over the past 7 years. When comparing minimum and maximum teacher salary to other local districts, such as North Union, Fairbanks, Olentangy, Hilliard, Dublin, in Worthington, Marysville is now paying second to lowest, at the bottom and at the top of the salary scale. I'm not sure that's how we get the best of the best. The residents of this district have had a 6.55% increase in their median income since 2005. That's all of the residents, including the teachers. The teachers are averaged in 6.55% increase. The average income for a Marysville teacher has increased 0.08% since 2005. 0.01% in this community, in this thriving community? Is this how we attract and get the best for our children in Marysville? In 2010, we spent $9,255 per pupil. This is less than, this is $920 less than the average of what districts within our 30-mile radius pay per student. Is this sound like we are overspending or we have room to cut? 2 weeks ago, as I was leaving for vacation, I read in the headlines of This Week Community Newspaper, "Teachers give back raise, free salaries." My heart sunk. 2 years, they offered two more years without a raise. And these are the teachers who led this district into excellent ratings year after year after year after year. As a person in education, I have heard over and over, it's about time teachers and public employees pay their share. The numbers I showed you show we've done our share. These people have done their share. They have had less than 0.1% raise over 5 years in a community where we've had 7% raised by all the residents. They've paid their fair share. And then on the other hand, I thought, wow, these teachers are willing to give up, again, $2.7 million to the district, to the kids of Marysville. And you tabled it. I come back from vacation and I read, board tables decision on teacher's contract. You tabled a very generous offer from our teachers. They undoubtedly made this offer in the best interest of our students. Your tabling, hesitation, and comments, as quoted in the This Week paper, the fact that the unions even allowed them to take those freezes is clearly because of Senate Bill 5. I think that was you, Mr. Lassiter. That's a slap in the face to our teachers and our students.
I was talking about the union, right?
I didn't ask. You are putting a lot of aggravation and frustration between the board and the teachers and the members of this community with decisions and comments like this. Our kids are directly affected because the best of the best will go to other districts or even worse, other professions. Teachers, administrators, and school staff are vital when you expect and deserve the best of the best. What I am here to ask of the entire Board of Education is very simple. Number one, you were elected to make the best decisions for the students of this district. You have the power to do it. Don't table it. Do it. You can think about your neighbor's opinion. You can think about what's best for your own child. You can think about what's best for your political party. You can think about what's best for your community. You can even listen to our excellent and experienced administrators in this district that offer you recommendations. But when it comes down to it, you need to make the decision what's best for the children of this district. That's number one. Number two, look at the options other than cuts to deal with this fiscal burden that was passed down from our state. Our teachers have done enough. As a board, unite and take a stand against the unreasonable, irrational, and unfair cuts at the state level. And finally, number four, accept these generous concessions so generally offered by our staff. I personally believe that they've given plenty. They should be the last people we go to ask for more concessions. But for them to offer and for you to hesitate even 30 seconds on whether or not to take those concessions is an insult and a slap in the face, not only those teachers, but the kids in this district. I am very proud to be a part of Marysville Schools and have been. This was not a fun thing to read. Thank you again for this opportunity to talk to you today. I thank you for your service to our children. And I would also like to personally thank the MEA and the teachers who offered up their salaries once again and their generosity for their kids here in the district. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Burke. April Baker.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to address the Board of Education. I would like to echo the very sentiments that Mr. Baird has said. I, too, returned from vacation to read in the newspaper that the school board tabled this two-year contract and pay salary and step freeze that your Mechanicsburg or your Marysville Education Association brought forth to you. I am concerned, number one, that it was the Teachers Association that brought this to the board in a savings of $2 million and why it wasn't the school board that brought this to the teachers. As elected officials, I think it is your job to do what is fiscally responsible to the residents of this community and most importantly, the students. And it was them who brought this to you and you tabled it. And that is a huge disappointment. I believe that one of you did vote that you wanted to go ahead and take a vote on it, but the rest of you voted to table it. My concern is this. In the past few months, I believe that you have extended your administrator contracts. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Some. Okay. Why was this not then afforded to the teachers as well? They are willing to take concessions to save the district money, but yet in the past several months, you went ahead and extended your administrator's contracts without a second thought. Did you table that? But you tabled theirs. And that is very unfair. I would also like to know what percentage of health care do your administrators pay? What percentage into their retirement do they pay? And were there any concessions taken by them when you extended their contracts? I didn't read anything about that in the newspaper except that you extended them and tabled theirs.
She can get you that information.
Okay. I would like you to consider extending their contract. They have given enough. They brought the offer to you. They are the ones looking to save jobs. It is your responsibility as elected officials to do that, not necessarily theirs. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Was there anybody else who wanted to address the board at this time?
Yes, I will. Do I need to fill out a piece of paper?
Oh, you don't have to.
When you're done. My name is Richard Rauschel with 500 Hickory Drive.
Yes, sir.
I spoke to four of the five of you. One person did not get back with me.
That was me, and I just got his email today about it. I was on vacation. So
one thing I
want
to talk about is timing.
Sure.
That was the issue why it was tabled. If I was a teacher in this district, I would pull the contract, number one. Number two, I would ask why you don't have enough time. You're paid, you get it, decipher it. If you don't have it, have the knowledge that you need, then trust the other people that are with you and your superintendent. He's one of the best in the state. He might be, some might think he's at his end, so be it. But he's still making good decisions. And I think if you guys don't unite, as someone else said, Mr. Baird said, you know, what's that gonna tell other people in our community? Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Going once, going twice? Okay. Then we are going to move into executive session to discuss negotiations. I'm assuming we're the board and Cindy and Scott. Scott, what's your last name?
Peters.
Scott Peters is going. Is everybody okay with that? Is that, was there a different way you wanted to go? I just need to know so we can put it down on record.
Good.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I need a motion to move into executive session, please. I second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, we are in executive session at 6:14.